Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard Military Madness by Graham Nash off of his famous solo album Songs for Beginners, which I've played probably most of it at this point on the show. My brother gave it to me as a gift on vinyl a few years ago, and I thought it was so good, and I didn't know it existed. And wasn't really a big fan of Graham Nash or even Crosby, Stills, and Nash at that point, but I was glad he showed me that one because the whole thing is incredible. So we'll get right back to the music. We have a great set, as always, featuring songs by Hozier, the Punch Brothers, Talisman on Earth, the Beatles, Alanis Morissette, and many more, so stick around. Up first is a tune by the Black Keys.
It's not the waking, it's the rising. It's shade, we should be past it. It's the light and it's the obstacle that casts it. It's the heat that drives the light. It's the fire it ignites. It's not the waking, it's the rising. It's not the song, it is the singing. Could cry. The day she called up.
fall asleep to the sound of sirens. my shoulders now. There was a wildness in that time. Can we now say the sweet were the hours, but ours to find? There was no way to live in simple dreams. There was no straightness to our line. Gravel in hand, to darling, we're moving the mountains around. This is the fire of leaving pains. When the love is gone, but the need remains. Into the shivering cold of day. When the house is gone, but the street remains. Oh, I guess it's true. I guess these rivers never knew. So finally the nighttime comes. There is no lie to cast the blame. No need to hide, no fear who I'd meet in some grocery lane. This is the fire of leaving pains. When the love is gone, but the need remains. Into the shivering cold of day. It's gone, but the street remains. Oh, I guess it's true. I guess these rivers never knew. And still you turn me off. I see their way of letting go. They'll be the same. And whatever changes, these changes I know. This is the fire of leaving pains. When we're not that strong and the need remains. Into the shivering lights of day. But the fields remain. Oh, I guess it's true. I guess these rivers never knew.
Welcome back to the studio. Again, my name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap, first was Gold on the Ceiling by the Black Keys off of El Camino. That was one of the highlights from my middle school days. Me and my friends loved that whole album, but especially that song. So that's a little throwback for me, for sure. Followed by Nina Cried Power, featuring Mavis Staples, by Hozier, off of his new EP, which I've played a couple songs from in the past few weeks. The whole thing's really good, but as I mentioned before, we're hoping to get another full album sometime soon. But yeah, I actually was fortunate enough to see Mavis Staples perform. She was the opener for, I think, Bob Dylan a few years ago, and she was incredible. She's getting close to 90 years old or something like that, but she has a ton of energy and still has an incredible voice for being so old. Yeah, so that was a really special performance to see, for sure. Yeah, so next was City Love by John Mayer off of Rupert Squares. Played a lot of songs from that recently, too. So that's another one of the highlights from that album. Followed by Let It Happen by the Punch Brothers, which is a new cover. I think it's originally a Tame Impala song. That one was recommended by my good friend Scott. So thanks for that put in there. Followed by Rivers by The Tallest Man on Earth. That was a single he released a few years ago. I think, yeah, it was along with Time of the Blue, which is another great song. But yeah, so one of his more recent songs, which I think is pretty good. Followed by I Me Mine, a classic by the Beatles, off of Let It Be. And lastly was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John, and I was fortunate enough to see him perform live in concert on Tuesday night. I got a text from my friend Jacob at about midnight on Monday night saying that he needed to talk to me at some point, and I got very scared and then went to go check in, and he offered me an extra ticket to see Elton John play in his farewell tour, which was incredible. It was such a special experience, and I was so lucky that I happened upon an extra ticket the day before. And he's one of my favorite artists of all time, and one that I hadn't got to see live before Tuesday. So it was really incredible. And he also has a lot of energy for being an old guy. He's I think he's 71. So yeah, that was just an incredible show. And I feel very lucky to have got to see him in his farewell tour. And if any of you get a chance, I think it's a like 2-year, 3-year long tour. So if you by chance have an opportunity to go see him, I highly recommend it. It was really incredible. So yeah, we'll get right back into music. As usual, we have a little bit of Grateful Dead coming up. This one is, I just went on YouTube and typed in Grateful Dead just to pass the time. I figured I'd find a random show, and the one I happened upon was from July 10th, 87, at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, and their opener was Iko Iko, which is a New Orleans song. I have it up on Wikipedia. Let's see. It's a much-covered New Orleans song that tells of a parade collision between two tribes of Mardi Gras Indians and the traditional confrontation. And I thought the song was really fun. I liked it a lot. And then I went to go find a version of it on Spotify, so I typed in Iko Iko, and the first one that came up was a show in Philadelphia from July. I was like, oh, it's the same one. Like, that worked out. But it turns out it was within 3 days, but 2 years later. So it was July 7th, I think. Let me see. Yeah, July 7th, 89, also at JFK Stadium, also in Philadelphia. And it was not the opener, but the second song. So I thought that was kind of funny. So so that's the version that I'm going to play next. But yeah, it's a fun one, and I hope you enjoy it. And I'll play that after a quick PSA about the donations drive. And again, I hope you all consider giving to WMFO so that we can keep doing what we do and, you know, keep sending these great songs your way. And, you know, we have a lot of fun here, and we hope you enjoy hearing all the student and community run shows. Hopefully consider helping us out and helping keeping that going. So here's a quick PSA, and then you'll hear Iko Iko.
Hello.
That's, I can't even do it.
Untrained acapella, not okay. Not giving WMFO money, even worse. Send us money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check, made out to trustees of Tufts College and made out to WMFO. Attention, support, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. You don't want to hear us again.
your spot boy sitting by the bio. My spot boy, I see your spot boy. I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talk about it, hey now. Hey now.
Hey now. I go on in. Giacomo Pino Andante. Giacomo Pino Andante.
Talk about it, hey now.
Begging please, look out here, baby, I'm coming up on my knees, begging peace.
Thank you. shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap first, again, you heard Iko Iko live at the JFK Stadium in Philadelphia from July 10th, 1989, by the Grateful Dead, followed by Look at Here by Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats live from Red Rocks. And after that was Hand in My Pocket, by Alanis Morissette off of the iconic album Jagged Little Pill. And I think I heard my dad playing that one around the house, I think early high school, so 5 years ago or something like that. Yeah, I just thought it was fun. Can't go wrong with Alanis Morissette for sure. Followed by If Not For You by Shaky Graves. I think I've played the demo version probably a while ago, but the demo version is acoustic, which is really good. I think they're both great, but pretty different. So I think it's cool to see to hear both of them, because they have a very, you know, different style. But that's why the demo version is so great. It's always good to change it up for sure. And lastly was Better Than by Lake Street Dive off of Bad Self Portraits, one of my absolute favorites by Lake Street Dive, off of one of my favorite albums of all time. I think the whole thing is incredible. That song in particular was my callback song for the Amalgamated Switch My Acapella group. So, special song to me in a few ways for sure. But one of their prettiest songs, and I think one of their best. It's about all the time that we've got today. But thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to tune back in next week, same time, 11 to 12, on Fridays. And I can think I'll be away for the week after that, but we'll have a few more weeks in December before the end of the semester. So, yeah, be sure to keep tuning back in and sticking around for some more good tunes coming your way. So, yeah, until then, thanks again for listening. And to send you off, here's one more Elton John song. This one is I'm Still Standing.
And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade.